New forecasting shows we could have the strongest El Nino ever recorded this year.
Yeah, and that could have big impacts on our weather here in Colorado. Meteorologist Chris Bianchi joins us now to break down exactly what this means and, Chris, what we can expect.
Yeah, so over the weekend, Kim and Phil, I promise I am fun sometimes outside of work, but I was sitting on yesterday afternoon at my computer and looking at some of the latest climate models that came out, because they come out on a monthly basis, and they had me going, whoa. My wife was in the other room. She goes, what? And I'm sitting there on my computer. She goes, oh, El Nino, I don't care. Anyways, point being here, folks, this really got my attention here. Let's leave it at this. So what we're looking at, this giant map behind me, what do we care about this? Notice that giant red stripe? That is the indication here from the climate models that came out over the weekend of what could potentially be the strongest El Nino on record, or perhaps the strongest one in about 140 years. And so we're going to get into what that means. But let's start things off with why this is kind of such a big deal, right? So what we're looking at here, notice this 2 and this 3. Those are in degrees of centigrade, and these are different models showing the possibility here for about a 2.5 to 3 degree Celsius above average sea surface temperature in the Central Pacific. El Nino, warmer than average sea surface temperatures in the Central Pacific. Right now, we're in a very weak La Nina, cooler than average sea surface temperatures in the Central Pacific. 2.5 to 3 degrees above average Celsius, that's about 5 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit. That is truly just about off the charts. So here are the strongest El Ninos on record going back to 1850, and the strongest one in the late 1870s was nearly 3 degrees Celsius warmer than average, and then the late 90s and also the 2015 El Ninos were just about 2.5 degrees warmer than average. But some of that modeling that I was showing it closer to about 3 degrees above average. So point being here, folks, what we're likely looking at is a supercharged atmosphere, because what you've got when you've got a huge pool of water, like in the Central Pacific, that's way warmer than average, what you get is a whole bunch of rising air. So you've got just way more energy, and that leads to this big domino effect of weather across the globe that will certainly impact us here in Colorado. Here's the influence for us here in Colorado. This little yellow line here, this would be the subtropical jet stream. And the subtropical jet stream is the one that tends to impact us in the winter and spring months. And this could become turbocharged with all that extra energy. And so what we tend to see here in Colorado is at least a lean towards more active weather, especially for our southern mountains. This often leads to California, Arizona, New Mexico getting more moisture than usual and warmer temperatures than usual as well. The Pacific Northwest tends to be a bit drier and warmer, and the northeastern United States tends to be a bit cooler but drier in an El Nino winter. And by the way, more severe weather, more common in the winter months for the southern tier of the United States. But for us here in Colorado, I kind of want to dive into those specifics about what this could mean for us here in Colorado. When the last four events where we've had a really, really strong El Nino, like the one that we could be heading into, this is what's happened. Snowpack statewide, 82, 83, we didn't have the exact numbers, but it was certainly well above average snowpack. 97, 98, 113% of average statewide. And 23, 24, that was a borderline strong El Nino event, but I'll lump that in here, 131% of average. And